Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're joined once again by media literacy expert Julie Smith, and we're talking this week about media literacy and basically how the messages that we receive from all forms of media impact our lives. At 5:22 this morning, we were talking about how our modern digital world allows any of us to be content creators. We don't have to rely on people like me. You can go out there and you can put your message out there yourself. Now, when it comes to that, what are some of the pros and cons, Julie, of the fact that we have everyday, untrained individuals doing whatever they want to do in our digital sphere?
I am totally fine with untrained individuals doing whatever they want to do, as long as the consumers of their material understand that they are untrained individuals. I once had a parent at a parent talk ask me, where should I get my news? And I said, it doesn't matter where you get your news as long as you know where it's coming from. So if we want to consume information produced by Joe down the street, that's great. Just make sure you understand you're getting it from Joe down the street and not from KMOX or a mainstream traditional legacy media source where they hire people with journalism skills and backgrounds.
The one thing that I always think is so risky when maybe we're going through Twitter, for example, and there's a breaking news story and you're seeing someone who's popped up a 30-second video. Mm-hmm. Really, that's very two-dimensional and you're not seeing everything around that. You're just seeing one frame.
And one thing that's really interesting about breaking news that we have to remember on these social media platforms is that breaking news brings out the fakers and the Photoshoppers. It's very common during breaking news scenarios that on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, we will see recycled photos, maybe recycled videos that have been repurposed and reframed to fit into this particular news event so that it will generate more traffic for that account or just stir things up. So we really have to be careful about that during breaking news for sure.
The beauty of it, though, is that we can communicate much faster with each other when there is something serious happening.
That's true. That's true. Don't you wonder about how when we were younger, we used to go out and we didn't have cell phones and our parents didn't know where we were?
I know.
That's amazing.
And we lived.
We did. We managed to live. We were home by the time the streetlights came on, however.
Now, I've mentioned that you and I have a podcast. I read a really interesting article from Brookings recently about the fact that most podcasts really aren't vetted, that you are just taking it for granted that this person who has thrown this podcast together knows what they're talking about. They've vetted their facts and they're an expert on whatever it is you want to hear.
And I think that that goes back to, especially for those of us that are a little seasoned, shall we say, we are used to whenever we consume media through an electronic source, we just assume that it's been vetted. We grew up with Walter Cronkite, right? So anytime that something's on a screen or coming through electronically, our default attitude is that it has been vetted and that there are editors, et cetera. That doesn't exist anymore. And so again, the onus and responsibility is on us to double check ourselves.
So when we're looking at something someone's created on YouTube or listening to a podcast or looking at something on Twitter that someone has created or Instagram, that's another great example of a creative platform. What are just a few quick questions that we should ask about what we're viewing?
Yeah, you want to check and see if you can find out where the information actually originated. I'm a big fan of the Google search of their names to see if they are who they say they are. You can also do Google reverse image searches to make sure that whatever photo you're looking at hasn't been recycled from a different event. you just really use your common sense. And the number one advice I would give people is if they see something online, especially during breaking news, that gives them a really strong emotional reaction, then that's the first clue that they should probably check it for authenticity.
Tomorrow, when we talk to Julie, we're going to talk more about what our responsibility is when it comes to how we view and share media messages.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.